Newark Mayor Cory Booker demonstrated his advantage yesterday in the U.S. Senate race while also opening himself up to the very thing that aggravates his Newark constituents. While three of the Democratic candidates campaigned in New Jersey on the day signatures were due, Booker was in California fundraising.
Right. I'm always interested in a Cory Booker sighting.
U.S. Congressman Rush Holt is expected to be the distant second. A Quinnipiac poll shows Holt taking 10% of the votes and Booker taking more than half. But Holt doesn't think much of those predictions. The state has never held an August primary, and he says that will throw off expectations.
This is an election out of the usual order of elections. There are only Senate candidates on the ballot. And it's mid-August. So, you know, anybody who says that they can predict this, I think, should be regarded with skepticism.
The poll was conducted before Assembly Speaker Sheila Oliver announced her plans to run. Political scientists say the African-American, who is also from Essex County, like Cory Booker, was encouraged to run to split the votes for Booker. They say Democrats are upset he decided not to challenge Chris Christie for governor. And Booker didn't get the party's blessing before he announced a run for Lautenberg's seat. But Oliver says her decision to run was much simpler than that.
There are plenty of registered Democrats in New Jersey to go around for the four Democratic U.S. Senate candidates.
The candidates only had days to secure a spot in the primary, and they have just a couple months to raise money for an expensive Senate race because candidates also have to advertise in New York and Philadelphia to reach state voters. That means the mayor is hitting the road a lot, says Kevin Griffiths with Booker's campaign.
What we want to do is make sure that we have the resources to be able to communicate with people all over New Jersey throughout this obviously very compressed primary process.
U.S. Congressman Frank Pallone isn't likely to raise that kind of money. He says he'll run a grassroots campaign, and his first step was to hand deliver the signatures himself.
One of the reasons that I brought the petitions myself is because I want to really stress that this is a grassroots campaign. This is going to be an opportunity for me to go out and meet with the people in a direct way. And I'm very excited about it because I do think that with this special election, the key really is going to be meeting the people and getting out there.
Pallone and Holt are both long-serving congressmen in their 60s who have been waiting their turn for years for a chance at moving up to the Senate. They're betting that this time around, a first-ever election in August will mean voters will come out because of their commitment to a candidate, not a statewide advertising campaign. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.